Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight. On August 20th, 2015, voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. Those results will be available any moment now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. How are you?
Fabulous, and really looking forward to this show because, man, did we have a great time when we went, I guess it was the time before.
June.
That was fantastic. And then you went back with your husband.
Yes, in July.
Yeah.
And tonight is the last one.
Right.
And nobody knows what we're talking about, but we'll get to that in a second. Our guests this morning are Holly Socrates of Holly Socrates Gallery, Max Yaffe of Big Door Studios, and photographer Jason Olive. Holly Socrates is perhaps best known for her serene imagery and unusual combinations of media, such as charcoal and coffee or paint and fibers. After 6 years of showing and selling her work in the South Bay and West Side, Holly decided it was time to open her own gallery. In November 2014, the Holly Socrates Gallery opened their doors on Main Street in downtown El Segundo. Since opening her gallery, Holly fell in love with the small town charm and growing artistic culture that El Segundo has to offer. Meeting many creative professionals in town, Holly was inspired to create the El Segundo Art Walk. The El Segundo Art Walk is a studio visit style walk where patrons tour the creative businesses in downtown El Segundo and Smoky Hollow. In addition to highlighting these innovative businesses, Holly has curated over 20 Los Angeles-based artists who will show and sell their work in these venues. Now, Max Yaffe is an award-winning producer-director with over 20 years in the industry. His philosophy has been to build a company where innovation and ideation are the driving forces. Born in broadcast, Max and his team at Big Door have produced over 1,000 productions, from the two-hour series finale special for Lost to numerous promos and broadcast specials for ABC, Fox, and Disney. Recently, Big Door has teamed with brands and networks to produce digital content for Cadillac, the Producers Guild of America, Absolute Relativity Digital Studios, Esquire Network, the Glenn Livett, Sundance Channels, and a whole bunch more. Jason Oliver graduated as a member of the National Honor Society on an English scholarship from the University of Hawaii. There, he received a BA in English Lit and minored in theater. A student athlete, he was also a first-team All-American in volleyball and recipient of the university's top honor, the Jack Bonham Award, as well as the State of Hawaii's top academic leadership honor, the Governor's Award for Academic Excellence. While attending college, Jason also embarked on an illustrious career as a fashion model. He holds the distinction of being the first African-American male supermodel in the world. He has appeared in numerous A-list editorials, magazine covers, print campaigns, TV commercials, for like Chanel, Calvin Klein, Versace, Yves Saint Laurent, and others. Jason embarked on his acting career in 1998. In a breakout performance, Jason played a lead role in the period piece Feast of All Saints, a film adaptation of Anne Rice's novel. In 2003, he finished a 9-month stint on ABC's daytime show All My Children, where he originated the role of Dr. Frank Hubbard. Jason has had numerous roles in TV and film, including Raising Helen, The Comeback, A Jersey Christmas, House of Pain, The Game, and more. Jason was currently one of the stars of the hit Tyler Perry TV show For Better or Worse. For Better or Worse was the number one cable comedy of 2011 and is currently in its fifth season on the OWN network. Now, Jason, Joe, is also a photographer,
right.
And his work will be exhibited tonight at the Art Walk. Now, Big Door Studios is hosting a coastal-inspired group show tonight at the Art Walk. This show includes objective abstract artist Holly Socrates' ocean-inspired acrylic paintings. Joining her is abstract and caustic artist Ferdos Maliki, who will be showing her heavily textured sea-inspired works. And last but not least, the El Segundo Art Walk is proud to present abstract expressionist photographer Jason Olive's debut reception of his new Kauai series. So, Joe, this morning we're going to learn more about the final El Segundo Art Walk for the season. It's happening tonight at 5 p.m. Holly, Max, Jason, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. And Max is with us. Thanks.
Max is with us. Good.
So,
Max, Jason.
It's wonderful to have you all. I just wanted to say, Max, from Big Door, Big Max, it's great to have you with us, Max.
Oh, I'm so happy to join you guys and so looking forward to having our art walk tonight.
It was when we were there, Jackie and I, and then Jackie came back with her husband the following month. It was a phenomenal event. People were really enjoying themselves, and I think Jackie had said many creative businesses are involved, like yours is a very creative business, Max, but many non-creative businesses, I mean, the moonshine business across from your studio, Holly, they're not technically a creative.
Yes, they are. They're very creative. Anybody that's made, they were all creative. They were all making something.
Okay, that's true. There was an architect, right? Also,
very creative.
But they had an artist showing their fine art in there, and that motorcycle shop, that was incredible.
And they're creative, and the surf shop is creative. They're all creative. These are all people, business people that run these businesses, and they are creating something. Absolutely, they're all creative.
All businesses are creative.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say accounting is creative, although people have been known to do creative accounting.
Yes, Max, have you ever done any creative accounting?
You can get trouble for that.
Holly, you first, you're kind of the lead on this. You said last time we talked about this that you really had a lot of people come in and just embrace this idea. But tell us a little bit about how it all started.
Well, as I was opening my gallery, I opened in November of last year, but I signed the lease in August, and I was in there painting the walls and scrubbing windows and stuff like that, and various business owners would walk in and welcome me to the neighborhood, and aside from being just lovely people, I realized that they all had something really cool going on, and then I would even drive into work and pass like Smoky Hollow Studios, and I was so curious as to what was in that cool building. And as I went to like discover some of these places, I realized that El Segundo has a lot of like really interesting creative stuff going on, and I just wanted to share it.
Wow, and it's a great idea. It's obviously been very successful. I mean, I know that when we were there, there were a lot of people. You know, over time, there were a lot of people that really were excited to go from place to place to place and discover new things that they'd not seen before. And we were in a space where they actually rent out the space for photography and for videos, and that was fantastic.
That was, you're thinking of Sleepy Hollow Studios.
Yes.
They also rent that space out for weddings and parties.
Yeah. Well, just an amazing space and a great art gallery setting. I mean, it was just really fun. Jason, you know, Jackie read your bio, and you've had a lot of experience. And I just want to say, if you're from, you went to the University of Hawaii, right?
I did.
And so you have your birth certificate, I assume, because you know, go to the University of Hawaii. You know, you never know if they're legal citizens.
So I no, yeah, yeah, it's true. It was one of the later states added, so there's some questions as
to administrative
birth certificate of people. Yeah, born there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could have been born in, you know, I don't know, like Nigeria or something. Who knows? But I just wanted to say, the art that you do, Jackie told me it's photography, and I was blown away. Photography, really? Is that like some super high speed photography or something?
Yeah, no, it that's a good point, and especially with this Kauai collection, it's I've never kind of experienced this amount of intrepidation with photography before. And, you know, early on in the printing process, I had done the Devil's Churn collection, which had a lot of success and kind of stepped out on some boundaries in terms of how photography is perceived and really got into a lot of abstract expressionism, basically, which photography doesn't do. And kind of fought a lot of theoretical battles with people about it. And then with the Kauai collection, decided to take it a step further. And I remember when the first prints were coming off, and I'm lucky enough to work with an incredible printing lab named Icon, one of the great treasures that we have here in Los Angeles. And they do a lot of printing for LACMA. They just recently restored the Mapplethorpe archives. Bonnie and Dudes, they had printed there, and we looked at this, and I said, is this photography?
Hmm. Right.
And she just looked at me, and she goes, well, yeah, I mean, you took the photo, and we printed it. I said, yeah, but this is like, kind of not really photography. And she goes, well, it is now. You know, and so it's kind of very exciting in a way, but also, I guess, maybe whenever you're doing something new, it's a little scary in terms of how it's going to be perceived.
We have a couple of your pieces that are in the rotator sort of that people would see as they're listening to the show, and they're very interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the process of developing those?
Yeah, the main thing with this collection is photography since the beginning has chased realism in portraiture. Okay, originally it was the poor man's portrait, and unlike painting, for example, it never has really broken out of that. So whereas painting has gone from realism, cubism, abstract expressionism, minimalism, impressionism, post impressionism, all these things that we're kind of familiar with, photography's never done that. It simply said, okay, here's the cup, here's a picture of the cup. A picture of a cup with nice lighting, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, really what my interest was pursuing these fields of photography, of taking photography into these other dimensions of art, but using nature to do it, and also not using digital manipulation to accomplish it. And that, because to me, that's post-production. You know, that would be more in Big Door's area. Yeah. To me, that's production. That's not photography. So, all of my work that is in the collections are based on analog techniques, and they don't rely on post-production to accomplish this, but they're chasing something different. In this case, tropical modernism, which didn't really exist. You know, I sat there with Bonnie and she said, you know, this reminds me most of tropical modernism, and which is really only known in architecture. And so we decided with this collection to launch this, this category of art with photography, which photography also doesn't do. Photography doesn't really start new modes of art, traditionally. I can't think once of it ever happening, but it's going to happen tonight.
Do you have a website that features your artwork?
Yes, the website is J. Lawrence Galleries. It's J-L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E galleries.com. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are images within the collection that is, people will recognize you. What you see is what you get. You know, here's a surfer exploding off of, a wave at tunnels in Kauai. That's part of my experience of being in the island. But then it kind of takes the viewer into this new world of photography. Well, so there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Right.
You know, it's not all shock and awe. There's things that people will recognize, and there's things that people will say, wow, you know, what is that? I think I like it.
Okay, well, I'm definitely recommending this, your artwork, for people that love shock and awe, because there's something new going on there, and it's amazing. I was blown away that it's photography, and as you say, using analog techniques. This is very, very interesting. Max, I want to ask you a little bit about the artwork that's going to be in your studios. Can you talk a little bit about the artists that are going to be at Big Door Productions?
Well, we're just, you know, so happy to have, you know, Holly, Jason, for all at our studio, and they all have unique styles and unique talents they bring. And this is the first time we've actually had three artists for the art walk. And so we're really excited about it. And I think what was interesting too, that you guys were talking about before, is, the businesses and who's, you know, creative businesses or not creative businesses. But, you know, I just think it's so amazing that, you know, Holly just set up shop in El Segundo this year and decided to immediately jump in and do an art walk in El Segundo that's never been done before, and really put all the time and effort to get all these businesses like mine together. I think we've got 25 businesses. Is that right, Holly?
I think we have about 25 businesses and 30 artists.
Like the right person, the right time, the right place, because I think El Segundo, she kind of woke up the sleeping giant, where there were a lot of artists in El Segundo, and they're probably just waiting, you know, to have something a little more public for them. And Holly came in and just ignited this fire. And I think it's great. And now we have Jason and Ferro and all these amazing artists from outside the community coming in, and it's just really fun to be a part of it and see it just grow and come together.
Wow, it's going to be a great event, and
let's quickly. I just quickly want to run through my experience, because as far as I'm concerned, this is the best event happening in the South Bay
right
now. It is. I mean, and you know, I go to all the events.
Right.
All right, and as you said, they had three events this summer. Their plan was to have three events this summer, the third Thursday of June, July, and August. And we had Holly on the show back in June for the inaugural show that Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew nothing about it. She came on the show and told us all about it. And you and I were both, wow, this sounds great. We're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens we both ended up there. We ended up together.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked around. I think we only got to maybe six different locations, because I had another thing to go to, all right? So I was like, this is great. This is amazing, all right? Now, what made it amazing is that, and we have to point this out, the businesses that are hosting these artists are not open to the general public. They're not businesses that you can, like, walk in. Well, a few of them are, but a lot of them aren't. And so for the first time, for a lot of people, it's the first opportunity to get into these businesses. And a lot of them have very special spaces.
Hmm.
They're in older buildings that they've repurposed for their businesses. There's a lot of history in El Segundo, architecturally speaking, you know.
Hmm.
And So that was one aspect of it, was getting to go into these creative businesses and seeing the spaces. And, of course, the second aspect, the overriding aspect, is the artist. So Holly curated and placed artists in each of these spaces, all right? And what happened was all of these businesses that took part in it went above and beyond. They had refreshments. Some of them had music. There was other stuff going on. And you and I got to meet a lot of these business owners. We met Max, you know. We met Holly. You know, we went into these different businesses. Anyway, it was so great. The following month, I when I came home that night, I said to my husband, you have got to go with me to this next month. So we went back for July's event.
Yeah.
And once again, there was so much to see and do, and everybody that was involved was so fabulous that you get talking to people. And again, we only got to see 5 or 6 spaces.
Right.
You know, we could, there was no way we were going to do the whole thing. But getting the opportunity to meet, my husband got into this huge conversation with an architect, Rockefeller offices. And they started chatting. I was walking around looking at the art, and he got into a conversation with it, and it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Every aspect of it was fabulous. And Holly, I just want to say you have done an incredible job with this.
Jackie, thank you so
much.
Yeah,
I have to say one of the coolest things about this is what Holly's done and being able to get the businesses to not only, you know, to take part, but to trust the artists to be in their spaces. You know, when you go into a space like Big Door, you're immediately met with the impressiveness of what's going on in the business that Max has built there and spaces. The space is phenomenal, you know, and it takes a lot of trust to allow somebody to, you know, come into this space and, you know, destroy your walls and we're not going to destroy anything. But, you know, scary
to me
and just
using
some of these spaces. Yeah. You know, we were at DST last time with the Gable brothers, who I actually had known from volleyball years before. They used to play on tour and played at LMU, great guys. And, you know, they've created taken an old, I think it was an old manufacturing plant and redone it into this incredibly modern design space. And so even though I've been in the South Bay pretty much all my life, I was shocked. This is the new El Segundo. It's almost like watching the city discover itself, and it's all because of what Holly's done here.
This space and this place. Jeff, go on.
I was going to say, and, you know, having, you know, Jason and Holly, you know, and all these artists in our studio, and I know having walked around last year and seeing, you know, what all these businesses have done, you know, it gets us really excited. So not only do we have 3 amazing artists at Big Door this evening, but we have the NitroPod ice cream truck, which takes, they use nitrogen to flash freeze all these different, you know, organic ingredients into like amazing, super fresh ice cream. So that's going to be parked out on our lot tonight.
Right.
And we have an amazing DJ who's going to be spinning for us as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, and we've got, you know, good treats and wine and lots of good stuff going on.
Yeah, Big Door Productions definitely does a great event. You have treats. You have, as you say, you're going to have a DJ. Motorcycle chop shop.
South Bay Customs.
South Bay Customs. They had a live band.
Yes.
Yep.
It was awesome.
And the live band is El Segundo band.
Right. Oh no. It was really amazing.
Last month, Smoky Hollow Studios had a live band.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think after that first one, I think it was stepped up even more.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think this one is going to be even more. We have new artists, new venues. So if you've come before, there's lots of new stuff to see, and we've mixed it up a little bit.
Wow.
But and if you've never been, you got to come because it's the last one for the year.
We're gonna take a break in a minute, but Holly, what are the hours today?
The hours are 5 to 9 tonight.
Yes.
And it's downtown El Segundo in Smoky Hollow, which refers to that warehouse district in El Segundo. And participating venues will have maps for patrons to show them around. And you can find a list of venues listed at the elsegundoartblog.com website.
Right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to have decent weather. It's going to be a lovely day. And this is really special. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking art in El Segundo, and you can walk from place to place. The El Segundo Art Walk, it's this very, very simple concept, but it's really powerful, and you wouldn't believe some of the art, and it's going to be amazing. You should check it out tonight. Please do. If you'd like to call right now, if you're on the air, live, and you want to ask a question or you have a comment, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And at this time, Jackie, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, this segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong. It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. We've been talking about the businesses that are involved and the artists involved, but Holly, maybe we can be more formal with that. I mean, do you have a list of the businesses? We'll just read off their names, or?
You know what? There are quite a few.
Okay.
the artwalk.com website will have a list of all of them, but if I could highlight a couple that are like fabulous stops. I mean, they're all great, but Old Smoky Moonshine, which is you guys had mentioned before. They're across the street from my gallery. I'm at 150 Main Street, and they're just on the other side of Franklin. And they have a lovely artist named Janine Emmett, who is an oil painter, and she has these beautiful pastoral paintings, and they're very reasonably priced and just beautiful, beautiful work. And then in their back parking lot, there's going to be a fairly large setup, including a couple of photographers, one being Michael Early. He's an El Segundo resident and a prolific photographer. And in that space, there's also going to be a kids art area where Christina Nunez from ImaginationStudio.com mm-hmm. is coming, and she'll have some arts and crafts for the kids. And all of this it's free and kid-friendly, and it's a good night.
We never got past the bar, Joe.
The bar?
At Old Smoky Moonshine. We never got past the bar. We never made it to their parking lot or any. We never got past the moonshine.
No, we did, and I was happy.
And it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, they always have quite a crowd in there because they do those nice little tasters.
They're located, like, the whole art walk is sort of shaped like an L. So one area being downtown, and then I'm sort of the vertex of the L, and then the other walk line being taking you down to the warehouse area. And Old Smoky and I are kind of like at that cross point. And then if you continue on down towards the Smoky Hollow area, there we'll have a graffiti artist over at DSG International. Jason had mentioned them before. He had shown his work there back in June. But their office space, like, once you walk in, you'll have Office NB immediately. But then they also have this, like, edgy graffiti artist who's going to be painting live. And to help donate money to charity, you can pay a couple bucks, and you get to spray and add your mark onto their graffiti panel.
Wow. Okay, a little participation, audience participation.
Absolutely. And then we have, like, an aerial artist over at Moto Art, so an acrobat. We've got a taxidermist artist this time. I mean,
wow.
Definitely a good mix of stuff.
I love the website. It's fantastic, elsegundoartwalk.com. It's not mysterious. It's elsegundoartwalk.com. August 20th, that's today from 5 to 9 p.m. You do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it.
Hey, Max, I wanted to mention, I was in your space last month, and you had Furtis's work there last month, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That was your...
Yeah.
My husband and I were in there, and boy, that was... We looked at it, and we're like, wow, what is this? And she was right there, and... she introduced herself, and she explained everything about it. It was wax. I can't even begin to explain it. You all have to just go down there and see it yourself. But it's some amazing work. And that's one of the things, again, about this art walk is the artists are there. You know, the artists are there, and they're happy to talk with you. And it's,
you know,
and one thing that we're going to be doing tonight, too, at Big Door is... We're going to be giving, we created a special poster for the debut of the collection and the launch of Tropical Modernism. So for the first 25 people who show up, we'll be having those. We'll be giving away the first 25, and then after that, we'll be selling them for $10, which they usually sell for $20. And then we'll be giving 50% of those proceeds to the art. Disadvantaged Children's Project based out of Culver City. So, you know, the art walk, you know, and I'm not the only artist donating to worthy causes. There's some other great stuff going on in the art walk where, you know, it's really becoming a way to, you know, help out socially as well.
Mm-hmm. Max?
Mm-hmm.
You were going to say... something?
Oh, yeah. I actually, Jackie and I were thinking the same thing. What I thought was amazing is not only do you have artwork up, which is fantastic, but the artists are right there. And I watched, right. You know, the last two art walks, and it was so fascinating for, you know, everybody was just engaged with the artist, and to actually have them there to be able to talk to them about the artwork in a really fun and casual setting, it's fantastic.
Wow. It really is the quality of the art, Holly, is exceptional. And of course, as MOA, the El Segundo Museum of Art, is involved as well. I don't know that we have a better presentation of artwork, or can have a better presentation. You know, you can't compare, right? What do they say? Oh, the Oscars, it's, you know, one performance better than another. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't one piece of art better than another. They're different. They have their own space. But where do you've been in a lot of art shows, Holly. Where does this rank?
You know, I think it's pretty darn good. I love that we have a diverse mix of art, and all, no matter what style, are very well executed. So we have, you know, like a photorealist painter, Richard Berger, who paints flowers that look like a photograph. And then you have Jason, who's an abstract photographer that takes pictures of flowers that look like Helen Frankenthaler paintings. And then, you know, we've got like a whole mix of people from traditional to modern to abstract and all different mediums as well. Like Ferdows, who you had mentioned before, who her pieces are made out of wax. It's called encaustic painting. So she mixes the pigment with wax and heats up the wax and paints with it. And then when it cools, you get these like really cool, amazing shapes and colors. And she'll be at Big Door again tonight. But I think the El Segundo Art Walk is a great, diverse sampling of amazing local artists. And there's an environmental artist named Christos who, if you Google him, you can see some of his work. You might be familiar. He did the gates in Central Park a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
And
he did the yellow umbrellas. Yeah,
exactly. Well, when he started his career, his whole career started by he wrapped packages in brown paper and put them along the docks. And his thought was, you know, people shouldn't have to walk into a stuffy gallery to see art. They should just walk to work and pass it and be able to appreciate it and not feel embarrassed about, like, ringing a buzzer or getting past the doorman or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To experience this. And I feel like, you know, El Segundo just has this like creative vibe about it. I call it El Soho, but it has this kind of like edgy, artsy vibe that no other beach city has. And with all the creative businesses there, it just lends itself to the arts. And I figured, you know what, we don't have to fill the town with galleries. Let's just bring the artists in and allow our locals to experience amazing art without having to leave our bubble.
Mm-hmm. I've just decided that tropical modernism is my favorite movement in art. it's a done deal. Done deal.
He's just saying, Holly, I've got to imagine that after the success of the last couple of art walks that businesses must be lining up to get in on this. I just have to imagine everybody in town wants to be involved.
You know, it definitely snowballed. So, which is a great problem to have. It's been awesome. And again, like what makes the art walk so great is everybody's enthusiasm and creativity and individuality. Like every business like puts their own spin on it. Every artist has their own look. Like I knew that if I sat down with some of these creative business owners that we could make something great, but there was bound to happen. So, and you know, the art walk is evidence of that. And yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And now for the $64,000 question, are you doing this again next summer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yes, we are already kind of planning on it and getting our ducks in a row. And so we'll definitely keep you posted. You can follow us on Facebook, El Segundo Art Walk, for details and communication mm-hmm. throughout the year between now and then. And we'll keep you posted.
You know,
it's going to have to be four months, third Thursday, because it's just not enough. This can't be the last one. We've got another couple months of warm weather.
Well, you know, Joe, I'm of two minds about that. You know, as much as I love it and I would do it every month, I always think it's nice to keep things special.
Uh-oh.
You know, not to have them all the time. Because what happens, I've seen this happen with several different events where they would do First Fridays, and it was so successful, they decided to do it every Friday, and then it wasn't as successful as it used to be.
Right.
You know,
because people, when it's all the time, they think, oh, I'll go next month.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think this way, it keeps it fresh and exciting for all the participants, too. You know, so
yes.
that when they show up, they're giving it their all, and it's a fun time for everybody.
And yeah, and nobody's burning out. That's important, too. You know, you can't ask these businesses to do this every month. You know, it's a lot of work. So, I just think it's great. And, okay, so who wants to know how angry I am that I can't go tonight because I have to go to a class?
Oh, Glendale.
No.
Yeah, don't even let's not even talk about it. Forget
it. Forget the location.
Yeah, I'm so upset. My husband's going to go without me.
Well, it's amazing. People need to know that we are fully invested in the El Segundo Art Walk. It's a signature event in the South Bay, just unique, and that's saying a lot because there are some fantastic art shows here in the South Bay, and CA 101 just ended a couple weeks ago, and wow. We're just going through an amazing period of time here in the South Bay with such amazing events happening.
And we have to thank another. We have a new sponsor, Joe.
Well, we're going to thank another sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about the El Segundo Art Walk, which is happening tonight in El Segundo, 5 to 9. And you can find out more at elsegundoartwalk.com. Jackie, who are we thanking?
Okay, this portion of the program is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as websites, SEO, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and very economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes or followers or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services or products. So the only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773, or you can email Jerry at youractualizedvisions.com. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com.
Yes. Wow. That's a creative business. They're not located in El Segundo. But.
No, you know, getting back to that creative aspect, I think all business is creative. I really do. Some are more visually creative, but I think they all are.
It's a creative act. Every day you get up, as Max well knows, it's not just about what goes on in front of the camera. There's a whole lot of stuff going on behind the camera that is there to support what you see that goes down on film or video or whatever. And it's very creative. We're excited. Max, can you tell us a little bit about Big Door and what are you excited about? What's going on that you're excited about coming up soon?
Well, you know, we've been working on a lot of different projects, which we enjoy. We've had a couple car commercials. We've been shooting at our studio lately. We did one for a baby manufacturer. We're doing a big show for ABC Family for one of their new shows that's coming out based on Mortal Instruments. If you're a teenage kid, it's really popular. It's a Mortal Instrument series of books. And they're doing a new series called Shadow Hunters, directed by Mick G. And we're going to be doing a 30-minute clip show for them that's going to be coming out this winter before the show premieres.
Wow, okay.
And that's a lot. And we get a lot of, we're doing, some more branded entertainment and digital series as well. We're kind of firing on all pistons right now.
This is great. This is really exciting to be able to talk with a business such as yours, Max, and just get a sense of what's going on in El Segundo and you know, the business in general. Holly, tell us a little bit about what you're doing in your gallery. What's going on?
Well, I usually am just in my gallery with my work, but we like to mix things up at Art Walk. So I'm actually taking half of my work, and I'll be showing that over at Big Door with Jason and in Ferdos for a coastal-inspired show. And then in my gallery, I have my charcoal and coffee paintings alongside of an amazing fiber artist named Marie Surratt. And she does these incredible wall hangings, like macrame wall hangings, but I've just never seen anything like them. They're beautiful, and as I was hanging them, I was in even more awe. Being a Paris native, Marie worked as a PR assistant for the museums, or the French museums, and then later for Gucci. And then she came to America and started her own wardrobe styling business and had styled many celebrities along with her now husband, who's a music producer. And she and her husband started a band called Freedom Fry. So aside from her being totally talented and having, you know, amazing sense of style, she can sing too. So she's also a lovely person, and she'll be in my gallery tonight. So you can stop by and look at her amazing, amazing work and speak with her personally as well.
Right.
Wow. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You want me to just quickly run through the weekend guide really, really fast? Just hit the highlights?
Right. Sure. Let's do that.
Okay, real quick. Okay, we already talked about the Elsinore Art Walk, but that's, you know, that's my pick for the night. The Hermosa Beach Firefighters Association is proud to present Five Alarm Comedy, A Blazing Night of Laughs, tonight at the Comedy and Magic Club. The Downtown Manhattan Walk sale starts tomorrow, runs all weekend. A lot of these stores are going to have stuff like 50 to 75% off, so check that out. The Lomita Fire and Sheriff's Spaghetti Dinner will take place Friday, August 21st from 5 to 8 a.m. at the Lomita Harbor City Kiwanis Hall. This is also going on in El Segundo this weekend, the 18th Annual Main Street Car Show on Saturday. That's a big car show right in El Segundo. The first annual Movie at the Beach at the Hermosa Pier is on Saturday, August 22nd. Similar setup to the Hermosa Beach concerts. They're going to be showing Surf's Up. White Night White Light is going to be taking place on the 22nd. You know, that was rescheduled. It was supposed to be in July, but they had some problem with the weather. So that's happening this weekend, and I don't know if there are any tickets left. The Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series, last one is this Sunday. All right, this is the last one of the season, so if you haven't gotten to it, you got to get out. I went last weekend. It was fabulous. Also, the final concert of the season, the Summer Concert Series in Lunada Bay Park. That's this Sunday, August 23rd. The big Redondo Beach Regional Mixer is on August 26th at Seaside Lagoon from 5:30 to 7:30. And don't forget the Point concerts in the Point Plaza now every Wednesday night. All right, they're doing those through the end of September. And one last thing here, Gallery H of Phantom Galleries LA has posted an open call for art exhibition for a Dia de los Muertos art show. So the submission date, you got to get it in by August 27th. So I just quickly ran through a couple of those things.
Okay. Excellent. There is a lot of stuff happening, but we're going to try to focus people. Focused people. You get out to the El Segundo Art Walk, you can have some moonshine and see some great art. What else is there? And I think people will have a fabulous time.
You're stuck on that moonshine, huh?
Well, that colors everything, but
it does.
Wonderful.
And I also wanted to mention that although the art walk is all walkable distance, the Chamber of Commerce of El Segundo has sponsored two shuttles to go through. So, you know, if you've got little ones or, you know, walking long distances is difficult for you, we do have a couple of shuttles running around that you can just hop on at various stops and go on your way.
Oh, that's fantastic. And they're just doing like a big loop for the whole evening?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and on the map that you can pick up at your participating venues, we'll have the shuttle route on there as well as the stops, and there's plenty like in between. So So you don't have to go too far to hop on.
Wow.
So Holly, so tell me, how has the community reacted to this event?
You know, I have to say this event has been so positive from every aspect, from artists to business owners, the community. I think one of the comments that I heard repeatedly over the evenings of the art walk was that this is so great for El Segundo and it's perfect timing, or we needed this, or it was, and it seems like everybody's having a good time, whether you're the business owner or the artist or you're a patron walking through. It's just everybody's in a good mood, and it just, I don't know, it's just a fun, good evening. So I think there's been a positive, very positive response to that.
Well, I imagine the restaurants adore this. You know, because while we were down there, we stopped and ate. We ate at Chef Hannah's last month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. I think this is the Art Basel of the West Coast. I'm just putting it out there. Okay?
I'll take it.
Okay. Wow. I'm so excited to see your work, Jason. Really, really excited. And looks like there's going to be a lot of amazing art. Jason, are you showing your work in other places? I saw the website, but are you going to other art shows? Is Jason still with us?
He should be. He's up here on the board.
Okay, well, maybe he's...
Oh, hey guys, how are you?
Okay.
Sorry, my art movers are showing up. We're actually loading in later today.
Okay.
Put it on the call just for that.
Right.
The Devil's Cherry collection, that's been shown a couple times here in California, and it's in a couple different galleries, and, you know, that's kind of done some things in terms of award shows, and been honored that way, so that's been really nice. But no, this will be the first time that anyone sees the finished pieces of the Koi collection. As a matter of fact, I have pieces sitting here because of the way we did some very interesting framing, and they were wrapped so tight so not to get damaged, that I haven't seen them myself. So some of these I will be seeing finished for the first time when we hang them later today at Big Door.
Wow. Wow. It doesn't get much fresher than that.
Yeah, no, I trust me, I'm a little, I've never done this before either, so it feels cool, feels new, you know, but yeah, it's a little intimidating.
Right. Those opening night jitters, that's the fuel of great performances. It's amazing that we're all getting to share in this experience. All thanks to you, Holly.
A collaborative effort, for sure.
Yeah, but somebody
had to poke the bear.
No, somebody has to take the ball and run with it, and you did.
Yeah.
And Joe, I just wanted to also mention, you know, now that we're talking about it again, all this stuff is coming back to me from the last one in July that I went to. One of my favorite exhibits that, they were all fabulous, but one of the ones that really struck me was it was a photographer. They were large prints. They were hanging from the ceiling. What they were was famous photographs of celebrities, like iconic photographs of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all know that picture of John Lennon with the New York City T-shirt. You know, he's wearing his sunglasses and he's got the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the iconic image of Audrey Hepburn with her hair up with the pearls, you know, the headshot. Anyway, what this artist did was, she recreated those photographs only using children.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. Danny Brubaker at Smoky Hollow Studios.
Unbelievable. I loved it. I loved it. It was so great. Just there's just so much originality going on. So it was great.
So I have to ask, Holly, I mean, have you had inquiries from people like from the LA Times and other places like that to come down?
You know, we had the LA Examiner do a little story on us after our June walk, and the Easy Reader has been really great to us as well. So, not the LA Times yet, but
this is beyond local. This is you know, this is beyond a local regional event. This is very special. I can't tell you how much I'm blown away by the quality. This is not your typical local art show. This is something else.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
LA Times will be calling soon.
They need to be there. What the heck?
That's right. You know, I have to say, one of my favorite compliments about the art walk was the editor of the Easy Reader said that the El Segundo Art Walk is cool because it's not trying to be. Mm. And I think that kind of like sums it up. It's just this has a different quality to it than some other art walks that you may have been to in the city.
Yeah, well, many of the art walks that you'll see in most cities, and that's wonderful, are artists that are production print artists. That is, that they are, you know, they've done many works and now they're producing prints to sell on a regular basis. But this is that fresh art that's brand new that perhaps even the artist hasn't seen before.
It's so new.
I honestly, I can't believe it myself. I'm just sitting here going, how did this happen?
You're a busy man, Jason. It's okay.
Well, you know, honestly, we've used some papers that have never really been used in this way before, and it was really very difficult to find someone in Los Angeles who would frame them. Mm-hmm. And after we did, they just said, listen, we wrap these things really tight. You're not going to want to unwrap them until you get them there. So, okay, we trust you, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I would love to hear again, Jason, you said that there was a couple of really special photo printers that you worked with. If you could just give them a shout-out again so that we get them.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. All of our stuff is printed exclusively at the Icon, which is located on Wilshire and roughly Fairfax. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Concord up there, but the fine art team there, you know, we've had to work with them to develop some techniques in the center. And that's one cool thing about the collections is that you have nature pushing technology, and it's usually the other way around. Usually technology is saying, hey, nature, get out of the way. You know, we need the space. And with these collections, you know, we've really had to find new techniques and processes for these printers, these digital printers that everyone prints on now, to be able to capture the intricacy of the various images.
Right.
So, you know, it's taken a lot of time. It took about 6 months to calibrate things to be able to print the Kauai collection. And then, like I said, we chose some really high-end custom papers and used those in a different way and did some plexi-front framing with very thick plexiglass that I think is really unique. And these they use is very, I don't know how else to explain it. It's watery. You look at it and the gloss on it, it almost looks like the image is shellacked underwater. It's very interesting.
Wow.
Well, you can see it tonight, and we got to wrap it up, Joe.
We've got to wrap it up, and if you're interested, iconla.com. iconla.com. Thank you so much for joining us. It was fantastic having you here.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you. So, yes, thank you, Max. And thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and we just thank you so much for the support.
What an incredible, incredible event. We're looking forward to tonight and next year. It's going to be fantastic. And Jason, really looking forward to your art. Just amazing work. Looking forward to that. And we'll see you all tonight. We'll see you all tonight, listeners, because you really need to come out and see this. It's fantastic. The El Segundo Art Walk, elsegundoartwalk.com. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.